Wealth is the reward for being really good at the game of money. Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is 15 reasons why the rich are getting richer. Before we even start it, we want to congratulate you for taking the time to invest in yourself and maybe learn from what wealthy individuals do differently. In the past few years, the wealth gap debate has risen to be one of the hottest issues the world is facing, with many throwing in options relating to higher taxation or mass redistribution of wealth. In this piece, we'll take a look at how the rich are getting richer and what differences in approach they use versus the average person. Before we get started on this list, there are two things worth mentioning. One, there needs to be a reward for working harder than everyone else. And two, rich people are not hoarding money. They have it spread out in other people's companies or investments. This is really important because unless we can reward those who perform well, there wouldn't be an incentive to do great things, and this is a very popular misconception. People think rich folks have a room in their house filled with gold coins because that's what they saw in Scrooge McDuck cartoons, when in reality, the amount of money you hear is a valuation based on how much money you could possibly get if you were to sell everything of value today. With these two out of the way, here are the 15 reasons why the rich are getting richer. As always, you'll find the episode notes and relevant links to everything we talk about by going to alux.com/E23. Number 1. They think bigger than everyone else. This is one of the fundamental differences between the rich and the average. In order to be rich, you need to solve bigger problems. While the average person concerns themselves with issues related to themselves, the rich are figuring out ways to build companies that can serve millions of people. This think big mentality is the foundation for wealth building. Truth be told, it takes almost the same amount of effort to build something small as it does to build something big. If you're going to think anyway, might as well think big. Number 2. They have money ready for opportunities. One of the reasons the rich keep getting richer is because they always have money lined up for opportunities. That's why the middle class and poorer class think of rich people as cheap. They're saving money. But here's the simple truth. Let's say we have two people. One has money saved ready to invest in opportunities, while the other does not. The same opportunity presents itself to both individuals. Because person A has the money to access it, their personal wealth will grow, while person B will remain the same. This is the fundamentals of why some people move ahead while others never move at all. Number 3. They have value-based long-term investments they don't touch. This is where things get interesting. Let's keep the comparison going. Say we have the same two people, each of them having $20,000. One person uses the $20,000 to put down as a down payment on a house that's worth $100,000, which is to be rented, while person B uses it to buy a new car and a new TV. Because of the rental income, the property is paying for itself. 10 to 20 years down the line, that property is now worth $200,000 and has been paid for in full by the tenant rent, while the car has needed constant repairs, eating up more money, and is now unusable. This is how the rich are getting richer. They use their money to buy assets that generate money either directly or through appreciation. If you can buy enough of these assets, you could reach a point where your wealth has gathered enough momentum that it's constantly going up. Basically, the income your wealth generated is greater than what it costs you to live the life you want. Let us expand on this because it's really valuable. Number 4. They only spend the interest, not the principal. There's a point in wealth building when a person becomes financially free. Financial freedom is when the money coming in from assets is double that of your monthly expenses. As long as you don't dramatically increase your lifestyle, your wealth is constantly going up. You have excess capital, which you can reinvest, leading to more money coming in and so on. The catch is to never spend the principal or liquidate the asset in order to cover temporary expenses. We've seen this happen many, many times with families when parents die. The children immediately liquidate the assets in order to spread the money out evenly. This is where the poor are getting poorer. Once they see the cash, they spend it. It only takes 3 generations to build legacy wealth. If 3 generations work at an average pace and only acquire without ever selling any of the previous assets, by the time the 4th generation comes in, they'll all be rich. Yet people are selfish and would rather spend it all now than secure the future. Number 5. They're financially educated. The truth is, the rich are getting richer because they invest in financial education. They learn about how money works, how to buy assets instead of liabilities, how to invest for cash flow, manage debt, and how to control their spending. Think of it like this. Let's say you want to bake an apple pie. That is your desire. You must first learn the recipe for an apple pie and then go out and get the proper ingredients. Without the decision to bake the apple pie, there is no need to look up the recipe and get the things you need. There are plenty of recipes for building wealth. We've shared a number of them on this channel. That's why over 2 million people have chosen to subscribe already. Here are just 3 books we recommend you pick up if you're looking to get yourself financially educated. Don't worry, you're gonna love these. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, and The Richest Man in Babylon by George Clausen. These are 3 different approaches to wealth building, which have massively influenced our journey in the early days. So much so, we are giving you one of these for free as an audiobook. Just go to alux.com/freebook and sign up. Our friends at Audible have been kind enough to support our community, so you're getting a free audiobook because of them. Number 6. They surround themselves with other rich people and help each other. If your friends are poor, guess what? You're probably poor as well. That's why you and your friends live in the same environment, you have the same problems and issues, and your life is pretty similar. Here's the wake-up call. If you stay where you grow up, you will end up exactly like your parents. For some people, that might be enough, while others are looking to make the jump. The people you surround yourself with are one of the biggest factors when it comes to personal success and building wealth. They motivate you. They inspire you to do bigger things. They call you out on your bullshit and support your ideas. You cannot do epic shit with poor-minded people. The higher the quality of your inner circle, the faster you'll all get to the top. That's why many people believe that your network is more valuable than your net worth. The right friends can make you rich, while the wrong ones will keep you poor. Number 7. They create value. The concept of value is not understood by many. That's why those who do get to leverage it to build wealth. Rich people understand value can be created, while the poor think value is limited and needs to be divided between people. If you take anything away from this piece of content, take this one. A bar of iron costs $5. Made into horseshoes, it's now worth $12. Made into needles, it's worth $3,500. Made into balance springs for watches, it's now worth $300,000. Your own value is determined by what you are able to make of yourself, of the things you have at your disposal. The more you learn how to create value, the richer you will become. So ask yourself, what do you see when you look in the mirror? What can this person be made into? And then go ahead and start shaping yourself. Number 8. They're not trading their time for money. As long as you're getting paid by the hour, you'll always have a money cap over you. There are only 24 hours in a day, and you can't go beyond that. Even if you're really well paid, life is unpredictable and things could go wrong and you would end up unable to physically work. The rich don't have this problem. Their focus is on creating businesses that can work without them running on the hamster wheel. This is another fundamental distinction that helps the rich keep getting richer, because they're not time-bound to one job for eternity. They can build a business, find great people to run it, and grow it while they jump into creating new ones. You might be familiar with the term ROI, or return on investment, but rich people don't measure ROI as a priority. Instead, they focus on ROT, which is return on time. At some point, you understand money so well, you start to focus on what's really important and valuable, your time here. If people understood just how valuable time is, very few would be willing to sell it for as cheaply as they do today. Number 9. They are not controlled by their emotions. This is one of the reasons why average people think of the rich as stuck up or so serious. They don't care about your meaningless drama because they got that ROT on their minds. Emotional intelligence is one of the strongest weapons someone can have in their arsenal, and the ability to control your emotions gives you a massive competitive edge over everyone else. Feelings are important when it comes to emotional issues, not financial issues. Money doesn't care about your feelings. As long as you're emotionally invested in your money, you're not owning wealth. Your wealth is owning you. One of the best ways to start taking control of your emotions and mind is through meditation. In fact, 8 out of 10 rich people practice meditation. We believe this is so important that last year we traveled around the world in order to build a guided meditation course for entrepreneurs. There's a waiting list at courses.alux.com for those of you who would be interested in this. We might even give you a special discount code if you're on the waiting list before we launch. Just saying. Number 10. They're building the future you're gonna live in. We're already living in the world of Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and the late Steve Jobs, and many others just like them. They're the ones building the world we're living in today. Elon Musk literally wants to move 1 million people and build a new world on a different planet. Zuckerberg wants everyone in the world to use his new currency named Libra, and you're probably watching this on an Apple, Samsung, or Google device. Of course, the rich are getting richer when they're making the things we get to use and enjoy. You have the power to signal what direction they should build it in, and they will. You get to vote with your money. There's this really great quote by the late Steve Jobs that stuck with us. Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you, and you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. Once you learn that, you'll never be the same again. The world is made of builders and consumers. Builders get paid. Consumers pay others. Decide who you want to be. Number 11. They understand the rules of the game. Money and building wealth are simple games with a clear set of rules. The more you learn the rules, the better you are at playing the game. Start with the basics. Learn about supply and demand, about assets and liabilities, about creating value and starting a business. Once you do, you can progress into more complex rules and even push them to the limit. That's why Amazon paid less tax than we did at Alux last year. The better you are at understanding the rules, the more you can do within the rules of the game. If you don't know them, seek help. Find people who understand these rules and have them aid you. Give them something in return, and now you're both growing. Number 12. They try to influence the rules of the game. There is a dark side to having so much power and wealth. There's always the temptation of skewing the rules in your favor, and unfortunately, this does happen. One of the reasons why the rich keep getting richer is because they have direct influence over those making the rules. This is one of the biggest issues the world is dealing with right now. Money and power corrupts people into wanting even more. This is a dangerous cycle, and we cannot rely on anybody to self-govern when their personal interests are at stake. Something to remember, the more efficient the government is, the richer society is. When the system is corrupt, few people get their hands on unearned wealth at the expense of the masses. This is why the general population has such a poor perception of the rich. They assume everybody who got to where they are twisted the rules in their favor at the expense of everybody else. And sometimes, that's the truth. Number 13. They make money using other people's money. Here's a magic word you almost never hear average people use. Leverage. At the beginning of this piece, we mentioned a person buying a $100,000 house with a $20,000 down payment. The main difference is the buyer will not be living in the house. Instead, it will pay for itself as long as it's managed properly. This is the most simplified version of how the rich use other people's money to build wealth for themselves. You know what's more important than throwing away money in the club? Credit. Credit allows you to borrow money and make yourself rich. We call this good debt. Poor people become poorer because they borrow money to buy the car and the TV in the example we gave earlier. That's called bad debt. They also rely on their network, the friends we spoke about, to come together and leverage each other's resources to build more success for themselves. Having this infrastructure of funds and knowledge available for you will dramatically accelerate your growth. Everybody else is busy living paycheck to paycheck, envious of their friends, while the rich are helping each other to become richer. Number 14. They hire the smartest people to protect them. Money can buy you security, and we don't mean bodyguards or laser sharks. Money buys you financial security. Your accountants take care of financial issues on your behalf. Legal security. Your lawyers deal with legal issues for you. Medical security. Premium doctors can solve issues before they become life-threatening. Psychological security. Therapy and marriage counseling can help you solve problems before they ruin everything you've built together. And many more. These all keep the rich from losing wealth and power. Because of these safety nets they have in place, they can focus on building more. Number 15. They're not emotionally attached to money. This doesn't mean rich people don't care about money, because that's not true. It means they're not emotionally invested in that capital. For some, the next paycheck means stocking up the fridge, or getting the car fixed, or paying the bills, maybe getting yourself something nice or a new gadget. You can correlate money to an emotional outcome. The rich don't have that. For the rich, money is just a number on a screen and they're playing for the high score. When you remove this emotional connection, you allow for reason to make the calls in order to get better results. The rich keep getting richer because they position themselves correctly. They educate themselves on how wealth is being built and what the rules of the game are. They're not emotional about their investments and always buy for the long-term value, usually with other people's money and at the expense of other people's time. They're building what everybody else is using, and wealth is the reward for being really good at the game of money. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.